Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabbour.
The Meat is the improv and storytelling podcast. We bring on comedian guests to tell true, meaty stories from their lives. And then what do we do with those stories, Jake?
We use those stories as inspiration for long-form, improvised, comedic scenes.
That's right. It's storytelling. It's improv comedy. Oh, it's the best of both worlds. If you like the show, if you like Jake and I improvising, we do a side episode every week, although I've been off for a bit, but I'll get back in there. It's called The Potatoes. Jake and I do a little two-prov usually, and then we talk about the mistakes we made in that two-prov set. So you get a little improv, you get a little inside baseball. That's at patreon.com/themeatimprov, where you can be you could support the show. All right. Mm-hmm. Now let's do this show so you can, this one's free. today we have two very special first time guests. I'll introduce you one at a time. You can say hello so that the audience knows who is who, although that shouldn't be too hard. First we'll say Seth Mason. Welcome, Seth.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
It's been a minute since I've seen you on Zoom.
Yeah.
I guess that's what happens when I don't do any improv on Zoom anymore. And our second guest is Susie Reamer. Welcome, Susie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
You have seen a little more recently at a jam, but you know, still good to see you. So what's up, Jake? Jake usually comes in with just a little kernel or something to talk about. Do you have a hypothetical for us? I popped that on you. I sprung that on you.
That's okay. I was thinking a little bit beforehand.
Okay.
And I was thinking, this came up. Well, I don't know how exactly to pose this question necessarily, but I was thinking about it in terms of like somebody being good at something, like mastering a skill, but there being no, like, no one cares. If you're good at it, right? So like
improv comedy.
People care about that.
That feels maybe way too common, actually.
Maybe a little
common
bit
than not.
So maybe it's improv comedy, maybe it's something, but you are, would you rather be excellent at that or this was slightly inspired, we were talking about like sports last week and teams and things like that, and maybe like the best players sitting the bench and then like somebody coming off the bench who you really have no idea who they are. Or would you rather be that person where it's like you're getting paid a lot of money, people will see value in what you do, but you're not considered like the best at it?
In a small pond, or a small fish in a big pond?
Wait.
With money?
Or are you saying like be good at something no one cares about, or be good at something that's profitable? Is that the question?
Like be great at something that no one cares about, or be good at something that a lot of people care about? I guess that's kind of the, like,
yeah.
I thought about it with like, there are tons of NBA players who like and all sorts of athletes who sit the bench most of the year, unless it's like a blowout or they're like saving their good players. And it's like, I have no idea who those people are. Even, I mean, probably more invested sports fans don't know who they are, but they make a very good living. They just don't get a lot of like attention or whatever. And then I was thinking like reality television, where it's like the person who's the best is not the person who gets the show, like the best chef or whatever. but then there are people who are like excellent at things that most of us don't care about at all.
I would like to be the best at reality television. I think that sounds like that's a good goal to strive for.
I feel like this question can have so many really good spin-off conversations, because
that's then the question idea.
Could be,
should we have one of those?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I guess it's something you should really talk about to pull from to do a warm-up scene. But I think that the question would be, what makes you feel like, you know, what you're doing that's good is then great? Is it because you got lots of money or you got recognition for it? So you go down that path.
Well, yeah. One of those is not even necessary. Like I have say you are and this might even be too high of a thing, but like, you are undoubtedly the best locksmith in your small town. You are a highly skilled locksmith, but outside of the 300 people in your town, does not matter.
Or that locked themselves out of something.
Right.
So only,
but
that
you're like good
asses.
You're like good, very, you're, very good.
You can open any door. And exactly. Like, some people can't open any door.
Exactly. But no one really cares. Or you're like Guy Fieri, who's like a very popular, well renowned person who
but
doesn't have
best.
That. Not the best by a long shot.
Easy.
Yeah. That is a very weird, those two examples.
Shit. I guess it's kind of like what life you want to lead. And I'm sure Magnolia Network will pick up this locksmith in a small town and he'll be a great locksmith all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing, is that you don't get that, right? Or maybe even this, like maybe you're like a Dan Brown or a Dean Koontz, like you're a very successful writer.
All of your examples, these people are at the top of their field as far as, I mean.
But everybody makes fun of them. They kind of go like, this is trashy stuff. Or you've written a just masterpiece that nobody ever sees.
Huh.
This is giving me anxiety.
Really or that brutal. You don't get recognition for in your lifetime. Like, what was that? Mm. What was the guy's, the guy who wrote Confederacy of Dunces? O'Toole?
Oh, yeah. Or whatever? O'Toole, yeah.
He
or like Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Who went insane.
Yeah.
I don't know if having a legacy after you die matters if you don't know that it's coming at all.
You have to be very confident to just like,
I guess the question,
do it for the love of it.
Like, do you think that recognition or, you know, money or praise or whatever it is the gasoline that fills up your tank to keep doing what you want to be good at?
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that metaphor.
Yeah. Well, is it?
Or literal money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need money. You gotta have money.
Like, I would be...
Yeah,
I would be Rob Schneider if that meant that I could make a few of my Rob Schneider passion projects. Like if I
okay.
Now, would you have to make Rob Schneider's passion projects, or could you make your own passion projects?
I guess that's the rub: is that Rob, the things that we make fun of Rob Schneider for are his like that's it. That's his like best foot forward. I worked with him once, and he was a dickhead. So you know what?
Oh no!
I'll throw that on Rob a little bit.
I've heard that. And not
he's a dick.
What did he do?
It was just his general, the way he treated people on the set that I was on with him, including myself and my a couple of my coworkers.
Yeah. What about David arrogant. Spade?
Never worked with him.
I like David Spade.
I do too. Not even that big of a problem with Rob Schneider. Just like, I didn't want to be that dude. Anyway, that's not quite it. But he's a guy that, like, I guess is like a millionaire that technically has some clout that I don't think a lot of comedians respect.
Yeah.
You know, probably goes his whole life with people going like, you can do it. And like, talking about making copies to him. I would still maybe take that if it meant that I could like, if it meant I still had space to do things that I thought were cool.
Sure. It's hard to imagine that you do have the space if you're like the unknown, right? Like no one's really, if no one's, if you're not being sort of given the credit or whatever, then it seems unlikely you're going to have the opportunities to like do other stuff you want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But then some people don't give a shit.
I feel like
it's impressive.
It's all like a catch 22. You know, you want the locksmith to open up the door for you to get in. But then when you're there, you're like, what? From what I can tell. Basically, Josh, do you have representation?
Do I? No. I mean, I have an agent.
Well, my question is so if you're looking for an agent, you need to have credits, but you need the agent to give you credits. So therefore you have to like hit up everyone at AFI to do student films or maybe like gang your friends together to like, that a verb? Gang your friends together to shoot some stuff to then be like, hey, agency, I have something, but they won't even pay attention until you have a resume, but you need them to get the resume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why nepotism is a problem.
What?
So that's why nepotism is annoying.
Yeah, I guess. But my question, the reason why I'm asking this is because is
you
there
representation?
If we're being honest, I was looking at this and I got dropped from my commercial agency like 2 years ago. And I was like, I should probably get back into that. And then I was thinking, fuck, how do I get this going? And then I started going, why don't I just start? They're not going to check it. You could just say flower girl in the back of this, or you could just kind of fib on your resume and no one really looks at it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just saying,
how is this connected to my question?
I guess if you think about it, it's all kind of connected.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, everything's really kind of connected.
Yeah, yeah. You know? If you think about it, I mean, I think maybe this has even come up on the meet. I'm sure I've asked each of you this question, but like, I always think of like Flo from Progressive as someone who's like,
she's the best at being a insurance commercial person.
Probably not her passion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, she's very successful by all measure, but I don't think that person moved out to Los Angeles, took classes at Groundlings, went out on auditions to become. I don't think she was moved as a young child to become like, I'm going to be a national spokesman for an insurance company. So like,
yeah,
but
it's complicated.
Do we know that she went to Groundlings, or is that just
that's
hypothetical?
She did,
that's a fact.
That's okay. True. Yeah, yeah.
But also she is like at this point rich, and also being in like, and one of those cast members of the Progressive commercials is basically bigger than SNL at this point. Like my mom,
is it really?
My mom literally was like, a Progressive commercial came on last summer when I was home. And she was like, I like Jamie. About the
second guy in the close name.
That's the sidekick.
Oh, I do like him. I really like him.
But my mom like knows these characters better than like any sketch comedy now.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Seth.
Yeah.
Seth.
Yeah.
It's your dad.
Hey,
look, I know you're out in Los Angeles, and I was just wondering if you had any inside information or anything. Did they kill off Jamie in the Progressive ads? I haven't seen a Jamie arc in a minute. And me and your mother are a little worried. I figured you're out in LA. You might know what happened to Jamie.
I don't really have a cable or any way to watch commercials.
Did he get fired for being too silly and unprofessional? Ask him.
Is that mom?
Yeah. That's mom wants to know if he got fired for being too silly and unprofessional. And if it's a like a Me Too thing, you can just tell me.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, okay. Please, Jamie didn't get me. Please tell me Jamie didn't get me.
You mean to tell me Jamie could have been fired from
Grandma?
A Me Too?
Grandma's there too?
Hey, Seth, is Jamie?
He likes Jamie as well.
I'm going to put you on speaker.
Yeah, put me on speaker. Why don't you put me on speaker so I can just have this conversation
ahead.
Once and...
Yeah,
I don't know who Jamie is, okay? If they got fired...
Yes, you do. He's the blonde. He's the little blonde that... he's a little goofier.
Who do I keep sending a birthday money to? Your friend Jamie.
You're sending birthday money? My birthday money to someone on a commercial? They're on a commercial. They don't need money.
Well, I saw you guys were friends, and I found out it was his birthday, so I started sending him money.
We were on your Instagram. We were on your Instagram, Seth, and there was a progressive ad in the feed, and Grandma thinks that it was a photo of you with Jamie. So,
okay, Grandma, that is not how Instagram works, and that is not my friend, and I don't know Jamie, and I don't know if they're fired or whatever. But I just got a promotion. I just got a promotion. I'm assistant manager now at H&R Block. That's something.
That is something. That's excellent.
In an H&R Block commercial or at the actual H&R Block still?
Yeah, the actual H&R Block. It's a full-time job.
Have you pitched them maybe doing a little ad, a little commercial spot, a little pilot?
No, because that's not handled in our office in Burbank. Okay, that's
I can't follow the H&R arc. Those commercials are all over the place.
Jake?
Yes?
I just went to Jake, Seth, and Sarah. I just went to the Instagram page, and it looks like someone saying happy birthday to me.
Someone is saying happy birthday to you?
On your Instagram page?
Looks like there's a direct message from Kenneth, and he's saying, I'll be in the San Francisco Bay Area today. It's my birthday.
Are you getting a sext, Mom?
Hey, Grandma,
Seth, is Grandma getting a... Is that a sext? Does she have a...
I mean, that could be a sext. I mean, that sounds like a very... cryptic kind of a message. I'm not really sure what that's about. But why don't we just put the phones down and just get off Instagram?
We're talking to you, Seth. Hey, Seth, my friend Gail from church, her nephew works in Hollywood. I think he builds sets or something like that. So if you want, I can pass your resume to Gail.
My insurance sales resume?
Or commercial acting, or we were sort of under the impression you're moving to Los Angeles for a reason.
I don't have a commercial resume. I mean, I guess I could just make it up. Is that?
That too, Seth, at an interview with a talent representation person. Hey, we don't usually work with people that went to college.
That can't be true.
Huh?
That can't be true.
Well,
it's true. At least see me sitting in the waiting room. They won't see me. I have a bachelor's in political science.
Oh.
We can't work with people who... We can work with lots of people, but we don't want people who change their mind. We want someone who started, who was born, raised, wanted to be an actor from the day one. They went to art school, not all these other things. But I did get a call from my nephew who works on building sets. And
Gail.
Yeah. Apparently, yes. So I would take this meeting, but usually... you got to really, I mean, you're probably making a lot of money with this. You really want to get into commercial acting?
I don't actually, but my parents and grandma really pressured me into it. And I just felt like it was a opportunity that I shouldn't pass up.
Well, okay.
Knock, knock. Sorry to bother you. I know I'm just your assistant, what? But Jane, Jamie got in trouble again. He what went to the, there's footage of him at the Saddle Ranch, just absolutely groping some people. Oh. And I mean, I can try my best to make it disappear, but it was captured by a lot of different cell phone cameras.
Oh my God. Yes. Do you guys mind if I call my parents? Because they are going to want to hear about this.
No, we can't have anyone hear about this. Please, I'll sign you. Do not tell anyone about this. I'll send you out on a few commercial auditions this week so you keep your lid quiet. And Josh, what's going on? I told you to go out with Jamie so he wouldn't do this type of stuff.
I went out with him to 11:30 at night, and then he said, okay, I'm going to hit the hay. So he watched me get in my lift, and I guess he just kept partying and partying. Don't he only works know? One day a month. I'm exhausted.
Don't you know that hit the hay means to stay out longer and look for...
What? Are you serious? I have
got a lot to learn about showbiz.
I think that Jamie was deceiving me, but God, oh, whatever you say, if hit the hay means stay up longer, hit the hay means staying up longer.
Please,
I will do whatever.
Just accompany him. He works one day a week. He has so much money and so much free time. He can do whatever he wants. We just don't want anything to get out. This is a very important contract for us.
Okay.
If only we knew someone.
Huh? No, I was just going to say, this seems like, it's kind of a, you know, it's like a, this is an agency, it's a commercial agency, but it seems like you're really involved in your clients' lives. And is that typical?
Yeah, I know. We really try to protect our clients here. Obviously, if they get done with their dick out and on Sunset Boulevard, you know, they aren't America's number one person in everyone's household.
We cut back to Jamie's, or we cut back to Seth's house. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
What did you do? Suddenly, I see you in commercials popping up, and old Jamie's nowhere to be found.
What did you do, Seth?
There's a fire. I think there's a fire going on outside or something.
We called the cops on it. We lit our house.
Yeah. Did you? Is that coming to my house? Okay, listen. I didn't do anything. Okay, if Jamie, whoever the hell that is, was coming,
starting
why calling me?
Sorry.
I have Alzheimer's, and I even know who Jamie is.
Seth? Yeah,
I only have Netflix. I don't watch commercials.
Don't play dumb with us. You sabotaged Jamie so you could take his spot on Progressive. Well, I got news for you. You don't have the chemistry that he and Flo had.
We see next to Seth and is the assistant from the commercial agency. Keep it rolling. Keep it moving. We don't want to dwell too much on the family stuff. And you are coked out right now. So now might not be the best time to talk to family.
Yeah. Okay. Mom, Dad, listen, I am up to my eyeballs and just all of this right now. So if you could just.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. We got to go anyways. Your grandmother's got to hit the hay.
You mean go party in San Francisco?
Yes.
All right, let's get to the meat part of the podcast where a guest shares a true meaty story from their life. Seth, you're up first. What would you like to talk about?
Okay, so I broke my toe 3 weeks ago. And it was an interesting experience, because I did it while barefoot hiking at Runyon.
Barefoot hiking.
Yeah. Barefoot hiking. So that maybe requires a little bit of explanation. So I, had like a knee injury and I couldn't run for a long time. There is this like line of thinking that is like sometimes knee injuries and hip injuries are because your feet aren't strong enough. And so, being barefoot, like kind of like builds up the muscles in the feet, and then it kind of like makes your ankle stronger and it makes your calf stronger. And it just like sets this like whole chain of things off. And
isn't that what was the thought behind those like weird ass shoes that were popular like 10 years
ago? Yeah.
Yeah. Those toe shoes. And
yeah. Those Vibram shoes. Yeah. I've never had those. Although now a bunch of people have recommended them to me and I'm don't think I'm going to go that route, but we'll see. But
just
yeah,
know that everyone, if you're, those are one of those things where like when you wear them, you're like, is everyone looking at me? And people are like, no, come
it's
on, just be cool.
It's
but
so
no,
ridiculous.
Everyone's looking at you.
Yeah. 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 Whenever I see people in those, I'm like, it's a lot, right? That's a lot. Like I had I actually had a different doctor that wore those and it made me question
the doctor
their
was
authority.
Wearing them.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, I mean, we can discuss the benefits of being barefoot or not, you know, but basically I was at Runyon and I've been doing this for like a long time, like a year and a half, kind of like on the sort of LA trails and stuff. Never had a problem. But on this day I was at Runyon and I was like going on and first like this guy. So when you are barefoot, people will kind of like chat with you about it because they want to like know about it. And they're just like, why are you doing that? And they kind of think you're a maniac and they're like, that's so dangerous and blah, blah, blah. This guy though, as I was like walking in was also barefoot and he like really wanted to talk about it with me. And he was like carrying a stick and he was like kind of telling me which way to go because apparently he had been like clearing rocks away. And so he's like, yeah, go that way. Like I spent all week like clearing the rocks so that like it'd be safe for barefooters. Cause it's like trying to start a movement or something. And like the only problem was like at the time I was talking on the phone, like on headphones. So I just like, wasn't really trying to engage with strangers. But he really wanted to chat and it kind of like threw me off a bit. So I was like, just kind of like a little off. And then I like went a different route that I never go and it was really steep and I didn't really know how long it was or anything. And then I was continuing talking on the phone and like not really paying attention. And I was like, you know, taking big steps up because there's like kind of, you have to like kind of like walk up big steps. And I just like, there was like a low, like, I don't know how to describe this in words, but it was like a big, like 3 foot up step that had like a jagged part sticking out. So that, and I didn't see that because I wasn't paying close enough attention and I kind of kicked it and it was just like, immediately I was like, oh, that, yeah, I broke my toe. I looked down. It's like totally crooked.
Which toe?
Kind of just on my middle toe on my left foot, okay. Which is like very Ooh. Weird. And I couldn't tell. Yeah. And it was, I just kind of pulled it. Like it just seemed like I got to like snap it back into place.
Oh God.
Never would have been safe.
And that was very painful. And I was like immediately feeling like nerve pain all up my leg, like all up my knee, all over my hip. Basically I, you know, it was pretty steep and like, it's kind of easier to go up than down. And I mean, you've all probably been to Runyon and, you know, it's like, there's like the two side trails that kind of go up and they're kind of along the ridges. And then there's like that chill way down. Does that sound familiar?
Been a while. No,
doesn't really matter. Yeah. So in my mind, I was like, well, I'm just going to like, I felt like I was pretty close to the top. And so I'm just going to do that. So it'll be easier to get back down. And I was not at all close to the top. And it ended up like, I had to kind of walk on this thing for like another 2 hours, like step by step, like going up this thing barefoot. And people are looking at me like I'm a complete idiot, like, which I was arguably in that moment.
Should have listened to the barefooter.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, let alone that, I'm going so slow. You know, I'm walking so slow. It's getting dark, it's getting cold. Finally make it back though. Get in my, you know, clean it up or like I drive home, clean it off a bit, take a picture, send it to a friend of mine who's a doctor who is like the most every time I call him for anything, he's just like, nope, like that's nothing. Don't worry. It's never, you know, like nothing's wrong. Or like if it's still a problem in 6 weeks, whatever. But this, he was immediately like, yeah, that's broken. Like you have to go to the hospital. So I go to the emergency room and it was not crowded at all. They saw me right away, which was very awesome because I was concerned I was going to, you know, have to like sit there for 12 hours because like a broken toe. I think there's not really much they can do for a broken toe, but you got to like, there's like some kind of breaks that you want them to look at because I guess you can get nerve damage, which seemed like a possibility.
Whoa.
So I saw this doctor and like, it was immediately apparent that like he did not like my story at all. And I told him, I was like, he was like, what happened? I'm like, well, like I kicked a rock, you know, and I was just trying to be like as clear as possible. And he was like, on purpose? I was like, no, not on purpose. It was an accident, but that's what happened. He's like, well, what were you doing? I was like, I was hiking. He's like, you were hiking barefoot? Yeah. And his attitude was like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That is so dangerous. And like breaking your toe is probably like the least bad thing that could have happened to you. And the thing is, and like, I didn't, you know, like I didn't really want to get into the whole, like, I'm doing it for my knee and my hip. Like, I don't want to argue with this guy, you know? But he kind of like wanted to talk about it. He wanted to fix my life. You know, he wanted to like, to be like, no, but you could step on glass and like, we got to get you a tetanus shot now. And you could have done this and he could have done that. And I was kind of like, yeah. I mean, I know. And, you know, I mean, I've done it hundreds of times. I'm like, there is glass everywhere. Like, I get that it's dangerous, but you just got to kind of like look out for glass and not step on glass. And I've been lucky with that so far. But yeah, there was nobody else there. So he just kind of like kept me in there and he was kind of trying to I think he was trying to judge like how much of an idiot I was in a way. And it was just like, I felt like very, like I felt like I was just like totally blowing it. And like, maybe I wasn't going to get medical care because he's like, no, like you don't deserve it. You know, he's like, we have real problems here, you know? And I wanted to be like, because in my mind, like, and I immediately got it, right? Because it's like, he's seeing people getting injured all day. And so it's like, from his perspective, don't do things where you might get injured. But I wanted him to care more about like the long-term health benefits of,
yeah,
of having strong feet, you know?
I don't, yeah.
I don't. That is funny that he was, go ahead.
Go ahead, Josh.
I don't know. I just, that is funny that, I don't know. A judgy doctor is funny.
Yeah.
Just like, it doesn't help anything.
Yeah. Like go back exactly. In time and put shoes
yeah.
on.
That was my thought. Exactly. It's like, he's like more concerned about my life moving forward. And I'm kind of like, I'm not looking for like life advice here, bro. You know, it was sort of that vibe. And then I've had to like, you know, so I've done this with lots of people. Like, you know, I go hiking with friends from time to time and I'm pretty much always barefoot. So everyone kind of knows that I do this. And everyone I know is like, that's very dangerous. Like you're going to get bit by a snake or something, or you're going to hurt yourself. And then like, it finally happened and I had to come clean and be like, everybody was right. Like that was maybe a stupid thing to do.
Well, I think that you're actually probably really good at hiking barefoot because all the little rocks are the things that suck and you just didn't see the big jagged one.
Well, no. And that is like, that's a thing. Like when that guy was telling me that he cleared all the rocks, I was like, in my mind, I was like, don't do that because really like you want the rocks, like you want to toughen your feet up. And like, basically it's like the palms of your feet are like the palms of your hand. Like they've got billions of nerve endings and think like we're sort of evolved to like walk around on different textures and stuff and kind of have tough feet. So yeah, that I agree with you there.
I knew this like hippie guy who loved walking everywhere barefoot and his feet were so calloused at the bottom that he would just like walk over glass and you'd be like, dude. And he'd be like, oh yeah, cool. And keep going.
Yeah.
Like, they were so thick that it didn't even puncture.
That is kind of how my feet have gotten. Like if I do step on a little something, like it's just kind of there and you can just like pull it out like pretty easily.
Wow.
So yeah, but and Drawing now feet. It's just a matter of, yeah, exactly. But now it's really just a matter of like, and yeah, so I, and then like, I was hanging out with another friend of mine who's a runner and he's like, really wants me to be a runner. And he kind of thinks that like, I'm not going to run if I have to wear shoes. So he wants me to keep doing it. And so I'm trying to, I think I'm going to keep doing it and just like be more careful. But I feel like that's going to be, it's going to be hard to explain to people. And I'm feeling a little like, maybe that's just, I like should cut my losses, you know?
No.
I don't know.
Do you feel that it's helped your hip and knee though?
I do. I mean, now I can actually run. And I run barefoot as well. Like I mostly run a Legion Park Trail barefoot. Yeah.
I think you're good at the barefoot thing. You should just probably not be on the phone on a hike.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm just going to like try a little harder and like pay a little bit more attention. And
you had one hiccup.
I know. Just one little. Okay, Susie, thank you.
That being said, I'm not on Susie's side here. I think
explain.
She's on. Well, I've started running more now, too. And I can count in the last few months, like 3 times I would have smashed my toes to bits.
Yeah.
Not even trying, but LA also has terrible like sidewalks and streets. I guess if you're doing it,
No. You can't do it on sidewalks. There's no point on asphalt. Like it needs to be on like dirt, sand, or like some kind of natural terrain. I think that's
like the Silver Lake Reservoir feels like that might be good.
Reservoir parts of it. The reservoir, all over the place. And there's there's pretty large stretches of just sidewalk. I don't know. And there's a lot of people there too, you know, like, I feel like that would be, I've never seen anybody barefoot at the lake, but there is some barefoot people, on trails.
I was going to say, this is LA. I'm sure there's an indoor barefoot track or something like I'm sure there is a niche market in LA for it's just, I'm sure there's like a naked gym that you could just like remove all obstacles
I don't think there are either one of those things, but I could be wrong.
Would you like to work out naked?
Who are you asking?
Anyone of you.
Yeah, who are you asking?
No.
Like, no.
Would you like bouncing around?
No. Jesus.
I take steps to make sure that's not the case when I'm by myself. I could work out naked.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
There's something.
Sometimes I do yoga naked in my house by myself, but I don't. I don't know that I would force that on a class. You know, I don't think that.
Yeah.
Seth, what did they do to your toe? Did they tape it to the one next to it?
Yeah, they wrapped it up and he's like showed me how to wrap it. He was really nice in the end and like kind of like gave me a bunch of stuff. So I've just been like wrapping it and I've been hiking. I'm back to hiking. I think in my mind, I'm just like, it depends on how long the recovery time is and if I can kind of still do it. But I feel like I'm going to be able to keep doing it like fairly quickly.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think that going to this type of doctor changed your mind on barefoot walking? Like, did he get in your head where you're like, I should probably stop doing it. And if you had had a doctor that was more that's great. That's
like a little more holistic, like they kind of understood like the journey of life.
Yeah. Like, do you, because exactly. I think that sometimes these like authority figures try to parent you in a way that feels shitty.
Well, I'm definitely, if anything else happens, I have to go to a different emergency room because if that guy is still there and he is like, what happened now? And it's something with my foot, that would be too much probably.
Hi, welcome to Ready Doc. This is the only doctor's office where we won't judge you. What's your ailment?
Oh, I think I had an anxiety attack. I drank too much coffee today and I'm having a really hard time breathing. My friend told me that caffeine can do this to you. Just tell me I'll be okay, you know?
Just me? You don't want to see the doctor? I'm just working the front desk, so.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, just check me in. I just want to talk to someone, maybe do some blood work. I hope it's the caffeine, but you know.
Yeah, that sounds normal. And you're not unusual for being here for something like that.
Excuse me.
Hi, welcome to welcome to Ready Med. This is the only doctor's office where we promise not to judge.
Yeah, I couldn't help but overhear. Miss, maybe you'd like to go to a regular doctor's office. And you're just you're going to hold up the line. I have a spring sticking out of my butt and I came to this doctor's office specifically for that. And it sounds like you're just having an anxiety attack. And then I got to wait for you. And it's like, this is the only doctor I can go to. Cause I got a spring sticking out of my butt. Cause I tried to bounce my way home like a gummy bear.
Okay. Well, I just get really bad anxiety in hospitals and I didn't want to be judged. I'm a law student. So I had to stay up all night. Some people just say, take Adderall. And I said, no, I'm just going to drink caffeine all night. So
you sound pretty healthy to me. Okay.
That's a judgment. And while we don't speak for our patients here at ReadyMed, we'd appreciate if the patients embodied the spirit of that the doctors and staff take, where we don't judge each other for the reasons of being at ReadyMed.
Well, I got red velvet cake up my nose because I put a cupcake on my nose to help me look like a gummy bear when I bounce my way home on the spring that's in my butt. And now I got to wait for a law student who had a little too much caffeine.
Well, he's just really hostile.
My stomach is full of honey and bees, okay? Because I tried to make myself like a little bear and bounce my way home. And I'd like to go to a place where I'm not judged. I can only come here. You could go anywhere.
I would like to pause for a second. I noticed some other people in the waiting room are laughing at our gummy bear.
Sorry.
Spring in the anus gentleman we have here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that...
No giggling, please.
I was just no giggling even.
That's a form of judgment. A giggle can make someone feel self-conscious about themselves.
Thank you.
And we want people to come into this doctor's office with a certain promise that they won't be snickered at, sneered at, judged, side-eyed, or anything for whatever ailment.
I'm so sorry, Miss Doctor, Miss Nurse.
Just a receptionist.
Just receptionist. It seems
but hey, that's fine.
Versus writing our names down and getting us to see the real doctor, you just keep giving us the spiel. You just keep having the same tagline, which is, there a doctor back here? Or are we just in a reception with you loving to tell us that you're not judging when there's six cameras in the waiting room?
Yeah, it's a lot of cameras.
Like any doctor's office, you will have to fill out some paperwork and wait for a moment.
Yeah, it's just it's been a while and I did fill out the paperwork.
Then you go to a regular doctor, okay?
Yeah, we're pretty backed up here, okay?
Let me see the drawing they made you do. Yours is just a stick figure with a head and it's saying, ow, I drew myself as a bear full of bees and honey bouncing my way home and I named myself Griggles. I deserve Griggles. To be...
One drawing is not better than another drawing. All right. This is how
Griggles, we can work together. I just think that we're never going to see the doctor because the receptionist is only telling us how we have to wait. And we just keep filling out more and more paperwork. And I have a feeling, I have a sneaky suspicion that that frosted glass is just actually a bunch of people behind there judging us.
That's a big accusation.
I could be paranoid. It's the coffee. I don't know. I need to see someone. I need to sleep. I just need to see a doctor.
That better not be the case.
Okay? It isn't. I assure you there's not a group of med students back there laughing their little tits off at everything that's happening.
Okay, there had better not be, okay? Because I cut my fingernail a little too low, and this is the only place that I can come and have that looked at without feeling like I've been judged.
Are you kidding me? You cut your fingernail a little too low?
Yes. Look at it. Look at it. It hurts.
That's why you're here.
Can I please be in front of Griggles? Everyone
is welcome. Some people, just wait a moment. Please finish your drawing.
Thank you.
Sir, please finish your drawing. We will get to see everybody.
It's a 9 out of 10 on the pain scale, by the way, in case you were wondering.
That's a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you'll excuse me for a second, I'm going to go check on the doctors in back. See, I go behind the paned glass and close the door. My fingernail. His fingernail. God. And the person with the coffee.
Coffee won.
Oh my God.
I do feel bad for the gummy bear guy, but
that's actually a very common.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, sounds serious.
I'm sorry. I was almost Jimmy Fallon-ing it out there. I couldn't keep a straight face as soon as 9 out of 10 on the pain scale. Okay.
I think that girl is shitting herself.
I think she definitely had too much coffee. I could smell it on her breath. All right. Okay. I'm going back out there. I'm going back out there.
Whew. Keep it together.
I'm going to try. All right. Here we go. Okay.
What did you just go do?
Yeah, I was just doing.
The whole promise of the place is that you're not judged. Okay.
We get it. We know your tagline. We know that you're not judging us. But I just want to see a fucking doctor. I'm losing it, and I think I shit myself. And then Mr. Griggles tried to put it on his hair like gel, and I'm freaking out. And I just want to.
What did Griggles do? What did Griggles do?
He did.
First off, it's Dr. Griggles, and I use the feces to smooth it through my hair.
Achoo! Oh, I gotta. I gotta cover my face.
Are you?
All right. What's good?
Who are you judging?
I've got allergies. No, it's allergies.
Is that a twinkle in your cheek? Like you might start laughing?
You are judging us.
This is a hoax.
Look at yourselves. I'm so sorry. Look at yourselves. You caffeinated. You absolutely caffeinated fool. Look at. I can smell this shit from a mile away. You're a law student. Take the Adderall. Take care of yourself. My God. You're drinking coffee on an empty stomach and everyone else is having to pay for it. And you. You trimmed that fingernail down to nothing. What could have led to this? Just stop trimming at a certain point.
Oh, no.
I don't.
Oh, no. Not me. He's going to do me next.
I think Did you I think you missed it?
Listen, pal. Here's some Pepto-Bismol. I hope you burp the bees out. get a little hydrogen peroxide on the spring cut in your anus. And here's a referral to a good GP that I know downtown. He'll take good care of you.
Hey, Jax.
Hey. Yeah.
So, I'm happy to show you the ropes as the hiking hackster. Basically, you can learn a lot about people on a hike. So just follow my lead and lean into their weaknesses. Okay. So usually you can tell, you know, girls are talking about, boy troubles. You can walk down and, hit on them. You know, we're just here to just play little innocent pranks on them.
Oh, that's what we're here for.
I thought you wanted to learn under me. You're no friends in LA. This is what I do. This is
No, I wanted to talk about my breakup. I wanted to kind of just let you just see if I don't know you had any advice or if you maybe I should get back together with her. That's what I was wanting to talk about.
Oh shit. I thought this was like an apprentice of thing.
An apprenticeship?
Yeah.
An apprenticeship for making fun of people on walks.
This is LA. Everyone, you can learn so much on these hikes. Everyone's walking and talking. Half the people don't know where they're going. Okay. Well, let's talk about your breakup. Just meanwhile, just help me kick these rocks out of the way. Got a few barefooters that you can come around.
Barefoot, you know, you really shouldn't do that because barefoot people need those rocks. But yeah, I mean, listen, we just broke up. We've been together for 4 years and we were just about to move in together. And then I don't know, I guess I kind of got cold feet and now I'm sort of regretting it.
Just that we see two women walk by. Anyway, he says he can't date seriously right now because he's finishing his screenplay. And I just don't know if that means he doesn't like me or if that means...
God.
I don't know if that means he doesn't like me or if he's being serious that he needs to focus on his work, but it feels dismissive.
Hey, lady.
Yeah. Hello.
I was just wondering, do you know where I can get boba?
Boba?
Boba tea?
Boba?
Maybe boba time in Atwater?
I do. Yeah, boba time. How about boba time? They're all over the place.
Seth, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, okay. This is part of the apprenticeship.
It seems like your friend knows boba time. That's where we go.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Just keep walking. Sorry.
you right. Stopped us.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Listen, I don't know if this is one of those. If you're one of those. Pranksters that likes to stop women who are having trouble with
Are you a hike hacker? I've heard of you.
You're a hike hacker, huh? What? I'm out here trying to have a heart-to-heart with my friend over my non-committal boyfriend, and you're going to interrupt me and ask me where to get boba? Why? What's funny? Because boba sort of has a weird texture like cum.
What? Unbelievable. Whoa. We totally lost our train of thought. I was going to give good advice, and now all I can think about is sucking up cum through a straw. I can't believe I got hike hacked.
I don't never want to get hike hacked again.
Whoa, that backfired. I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry, ladies. I did not mean to interrupt you. It sounds like your boyfriend is probably seeing someone else, and he's probably into a screenplay. So
what?
Or you could go to his house right now, and he's watching reruns of The Sopranos.
Honestly, I do kind of agree. I mean, that's not really a good excuse for breaking up with someone. Like, you can many people write screenplays and have relationships. I don't think that's
people find inspiration in relationships to write screenplays.
Sure, sure.
Get out of here. We got to get out of here before we're...
You see my character run to the hills.
Wait.
So is that pretty much what you expected to happen, Susie?
No, we almost lost control of that one. Okay.
Oh, jeez, almost.
I just need you to focus here.
Okay.
We got a barefooter coming around 5 p.m. and he likes the rocks, but I don't like it. Last week we got someone who broke his toe, and that was kind of a good life hike hack.
We see a park ranger walk up. Hey, have you two, we're looking for a dog ran away. Someone lost their dog down at the bottom. Have you seen a golden retriever?
Not today. Not off the leash. No.
Yeah, not on, a couple on leash, but none off leash.
No, you haven't seen any dogs off the leash?
Just a lot of terriers.
Oh, a couple of terriers, maybe a mini schnauzer.
You did see a couple of terriers and a mini schnauzer off of the leash.
That's right. And we warned them because there's coyotes here. And we said,
I take out my flashlight and shine it in their eyes.
It's 12 p.m. Ouch.
Are you two hike hackers? Are you a couple of hike hackers? Because I'm
an apprentice hike hacker.
I knew it. I've been trained. Oh, you're not going to get me to suck up cum through a straw. I just cover my eyes with my hands and run away. You're not going to get me. You're not going to get me.
Falls off a cliff.
He trips over a golden retriever.
That's the park ranger at home. Hey, honey, how's work?
Terrible.
Do we call it work or is it volunteering? Do you get paid for it? I can't remember.
What the fuck is happening? Yeah, I get paid for my job. And I'll have you know, I spent all afternoon sucking cum up a straw because I ran into some hike hackers who got my brain, hacked away at my brain while I was hiking. So it's been a long day. Then I tripped over a dog and fell off of a cliff. And they paid me for it.
They paid you
cut
for
to Jake,
it?
Cut to Jake back at the old hospital.
Yeah, what happened? Because it seems like somewhere between talking to the hike hackers and jumping off, tripping over the dog off a cliff. When did you suck the cum through a straw?
Yeah, and where did the cum come from exactly?
I asked to see one doctor. Is it necessary that you're?
We had to call in a team for this one.
Yeah, this is a learning hospital, so there's a lot of students present. This is an odd one. So like,
I flash a flashlight in his eyes. Just look at the light.
Okay.
Cool.
Ow. Yeah.
Great.
I tripped over a dog and fell down a cliff.
Go ahead.
When did I suck the cum up through a straw?
That's what we're curious about.
Because you keep mentioning it. I don't know if you want us to pump your stomach or something, but it's not part of why you're here.
Yeah.
I got hike hacked.
Hey, you're wearing loafers.
Yeah.
So am I. Loafer guys.
I guess we are. Yeah, I guess we are. That's
a lot of a lot of these other people at the out here on the patio of this restaurant. They're a little more uptight than us two guys, I would say.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's your name, friend?
Bill.
Bill, I'm Perry.
Oh, okay. I don't normally hug a guy on a first.
Hey, come on. We're loafer lads.
I don't know what that is. But yeah, it looks like
I saw you in this restaurant. I don't know. It kind of looks like a somber occasion, but I pulled you away from it. And I just wanted to say, you're wearing loafers. I'm wearing loafers. And, I thought we'd start there and then see where this goes. But I'm open to anything from just exchanging phone numbers and sort of texting every once in a while to all the way through like a best friendship or something.
I got to stop you right there, pal. I appreciate we're both wearing loafers, but it is a somber occasion. My friend's partner died in a plane crash. And so we just all came out to sort of like, you know, celebrate their life and things like that. So I should probably get back to the group.
But that's even a bigger choice if you're going to wear loafers to an occasion like that. Like, you'll have to forgive me, but
it was an inside joke. The person who passed away wore loafers, so I was kind of doing a nod to them. But it's
a joke.
Like, they were a casual kind of person. So I thought I was kind of doing it, you know, like in honor of them to sort of like celebrate them. It's not.
But
like
you don't dress like this normally.
No, I don't. The person who died did.
Excuse me. Get out of my face. You're worse than dirt. You think this.
Well, excuse me.
This is inappropriate. You're mocking lifestyle. You're mocking an entire lifestyle, an entire type of person.
I'm not doing anything.
You're basically the teenette Coachella wearing a headdress at this
Okay,
moment.
Well, sir, all right.
Cultural appropriation.
Sir, this is your second warning. Please do not go up to other tables and spit on them. Okay,
I'll give you a second warning.
You gave him a warning and let him stay in the he's already spit on someone and you let him stay in the restaurant?
He has one more chance. Okay,
no!
One more chance.
He spit on two people. He should be out of here.
You should be out of here. This guy is doing cultural appropriation. He's wearing loafers when he's not part of the actual lifestyle. He's doing it as a joke. This is not as offensive as the paraplegic that I came upon earlier who said they didn't care what they were wearing on their feet. But this is worse. And can you issue a warning to that whole table?
What?
Okay.
They're not going to issue
a
warning. Why?
Yes, we will. We like to issue warnings here. Okay, so you are
Jesus
warned.
Christ, kick this lunatic out of this fucking restaurant. He spit on two people. Okay, he spit on me again.
He did it again. Ow. Okay, I didn't see that one, so it doesn't count, but I will keep an eye on it for the next one.
I think it hit someone.
Excuse me, sir. You work here, right?
Yes, I do.
There is broken glass all over the floor, and I'm not wearing any shoes, and I just stepped in it, and I got a shard in my pinky toe. Who's gonna fix this?
Well, I mean, and you, I mean, you're barefoot, so you obviously have calluses. So you just want, you just got to get some tweezers and then just pull it right out.
No, I don't have calluses yet because I'm new to wearing those shoes.
Oh, okay.
Are those your empty loafers there? Why don't you just wear those, slip those loafers on?
Because I'm trying to practice.
Sir, you can't smoke in here. Okay. No smoking. No, that's right. There's no smoking.
I'm just watching the show.
Okay, that's his third warning.
Okay,
that's,
no, this is go. No. That is only that's his first smoking warning. Okay, that's a different
Jesus
kind of a warning.
Christ.
It's a different kind of a warning. So I'll let you finish that cigarette, but no more cigarettes.
Okay, after this one, and then
this
I have another
crazy
warning. So I can definitely have another cigarette. After
you
this.
Can have one more cigarette, and that will be your second cigarette warning. And then on the third one after that, I'm gonna have
can
to
all
ask
this
you,
take place away from me. I'm trying to celebrate the life of my friend.
I cannot control where people are in this restaurant.
I don't.
That's the question. Are you not comfortable wearing loafers? Has this restaurant created an environment where you might feel judged wearing loafers?
There's no way that's what's happening with her.
Ma'am?
Oh, sorry. I
think she would back to her. Good. Let's leave her do her thing.
No, I'm right here. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
You're up in arms about, you're obviously here for a somber occasion and you're freaking out at us. You're yelling all over the place. This guy seems like he's just having a cigarette. This manager seems real nice. Seems like you're really the bust in this situation.
I'm the bust. I was quiet. This guy grabbed me tightly by the wrist, then hugged me over my shoes, then spit on me twice.
Where are your friends?
Yeah,
they're over there.
Why aren't you over with them?
I'm trying to get back over to them.
I want an apology.
Why are I'm not giving you an apology?
We're circling.
Why are you? Why are? Do you two know each other? Why is it, manager? Can you warn them? Or
he notices. Yes. Jake notices we have matching locket necklaces. Josh and I, huh? We don't know each other.
Well, you have matching locket necklaces. It
that
seems
could
like
be anyone.
That's just a Hawaiian thing.
It just happens to line up, and it says Tiffany and Lazarus, best friends forever. It could be anyone.
It could be anyone.
It could be Tifferoni and Lazahoo.
Donnie.
Best burps forever, whatever.
I mean, yeah. I don't care. It seems like you wouldn't hang out with somebody who doesn't wear loafers, but fuck me, I don't know. Can you get out of my way so I can go back to my...
Can you
sir,
say sorry
sir,
for...
I'm gonna have to warn you for all of this yelling and...
Warn
and
me?
Also, yeah, this is your first warning for yelling and also...
First.
Happy hour ends in 3 minutes, so please everybody get their final happy hours in because...
Great.
I don't know. It just seems
good
like
to
maybe
know. Thank
want
you,
that.
Manager. Maybe you two want to go get a happy hour drink
okay,
together.
How about you go to your friends? I'm going to be at the bar. I'm going to hang out with this perfect stranger who has really nice loafers, and we'll see you later.
I don't care. Great.
Okay,
great.
Great.
Perfect. Goodbye.
Bye.
We go to the bar with these two. Tiff, we got to find a better way to find a third.
I mean, I get into it when they're a little hostile, but that guy had something wrong with him.
Yeah, he was a total freak. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't follow mourners out of a funeral to whatever restaurant they go to.
I thought he was waiting for a date. I'm sorry. Yeah, I misread that situation.
Well, I did too, I guess. I didn't realize he was... I thought he was chill. And that's all we're looking for is just somebody chill who's mourning.
You see, we're playing footsie under the little bar. I mean, we could also just always keep it us. You know, we're just we're the pair. We're the left and the right foot. We don't always need a a bunion in our perfect setup.
There we see a guy at the bar in a stool and he spins towards them. Hey, can you just clear something up for me? Are you best friends or are you fucking?
What's the issue? What's what? Why do you
know
that?
I noticed you have matching lockets that are abbreviated best friends forever, but you're playing footsie and searching for a third. So I was just curious if this is like a... What kind of relationship you two?
Are you intrigued?
Yeah, I am a little bit.
Okay, bathrobe.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody else turns from the other side and can you spit in my mouth, please?
Oh my God, I can't.
Can I get it? Can I get in on this? And is that, that's God, what you guys are so into, options. Right?
Lazarus, this is the moment. Should we get a third and a fourth, or just a third or a fourth? Or should it just be us, one or two? Love is friendship on fire, and I've loved you so much. We're best friends, but mm-hmm. I would be happy with just you. I don't need any bunions or ingrown toenails, which would be a third and a fourth.
I'd like to fuck the guy in the bathrobe, the one who wants me to spit in his mouth. Oh, that's yes. Too direct.
I'll take the one sipping boba at the bar. Ugh.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
All right, let's get back to the meat part of the podcast, where a guest shares a true meaty story from their life. Susie, you're up. What would you like to talk about?
It's been a long time since I thought of this story, but I went backpacking like 10 years ago. And it was kind of like a last minute weird trip that was super unplanned or prepared for.
And where'd you go?
I went to England for 6 months, but in two of those months I got the Eurorail, and I was just going around Europe proper. And at first it was kind of like, oh, let's see if we know anyone there, like family, relatives, anything like that, and stay with people, because we didn't understand how to find accommodation and all that. So then we got involved with a website called Couchsurfing, which is actually like a real thing that you can do. And it's pretty chill. You can stay with people for free, which is fucked up, because they kind of want to have like a moment with you. They want to host Americans to get something out of it, you know, like a conversation or show them their town. But we were pretty fucked up, and we just like needed beds to sleep in, me and my friend Winnie. So we kind of did this in a few places, and one specific place was in Nice. And this guy was hosting us, and he had a roommate, but the roommate had just gone through a divorce, and they were very French, didn't really speak English. So it was kind of that's hard. So his roommate was going through a divorce, had just been like in a motorcycle accident, and was taking a bunch of pills. And so he was kind of like this weird energy loose cannon. But he did drive us into town on his motorcycle one time. So he was like pretty chill. He was just like in the background. And again, we would just be out all day and then come there to sleep. And one night we come back, and our actual couch surfer host wasn't there, but the roommate was there by himself. And they're like older. They're like in their 40s. And we're packing up to go to Italy the next day really early, so we're just like packing up all our shit, which, by the way, we just took suitcases instead of backpacks, which was the biggest mistake, because our wheels were all broken. And it was a disaster. So we're like packing it up, and my friend Winnie gets such a weird vibe from the roommate, because he's like kind of lurking in the kitchen, like watching us pack, because we're in the living room packing up our stuff. And I feel his presence, like he's just like looking at us and watching us, and I feel it. And we're alone in this house with him, and I feel it, but I'm like aware of it, and I'm not engaging with it, because I don't want it to just get, I don't know. It seems tense.
You're not encouraging it.
Yeah. Like you're kind of like, I see that it's all the two of us versus him. He's all on fucking pills, like whatever. But Winnie sees him cleaning off a knife in the sink. And so she's what? Like, she's like freaking out, and she's like, oh, Susie, can we go outside? I just need to talk to you about something. And he's clearly picking up that she's freaking out about something. And he's like, what's going on? And she says that he went to the door to lock it. And I was like, Winnie, okay, let's go outside for a second, but like, keep your chill, because you don't want to let a scary guy know that you know they're scary or something. Uh-huh. Like you kind of want to know, but you don't want them.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Like
I know what you mean.
You don't want to have an awkward confrontation when things get heated and whatever. So I'm like, okay, Winnie, let's go outside. And so we like step outside and she's like freaking out because she can't figure out how to open the door because it's locked. And I'm like, just fucking relax. And like, it's okay. We're not trapped in this place. And also he's like, again, very pilled out, like very loopy and out of it. So we step outside.
How do you know he was on pills out of curiosity?
Because he was the host was told us. Like he's very depressed. He's been drinking. He's taking these pills, like motorcycle accident, like, but on the pills longer than he should have been. Like it's now seemed like it was like aiding his sad heart or whatever. And you could tell like, he was just like, so we're very French. So basically we step outside and Winnie's like, I'm freaking out. I was like, Winnie, we have to pack our shit up. We have nowhere else to sleep tonight. So we have to be cool. And like, it's fine. And we'll lock our door tonight. And we're aware that this is happening. We'll like have each other's back. And she's like, okay, fine. And as we're talking, the actual host, who's the nice guy, came up and was like, what's going on? Are you trying to leave? And when he's like, he just made me feel really uncomfortable. Da, 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 da. And he's like, okay, I'll just talk to him, which I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, this is just getting more intense. So he talks to him. And he's like, don't worry, you guys, like, he's fine. He's just like tired. He was just doing the dishes. And so I knew that like, he was creepy, but my friend was like blowing it out of proportion to be really awkward. And then whatever the point of this story comes the next day. So we close the door and we go to sleep. We get like no sleep because we're terrified, whatever. And then we leave really early the next day. But we didn't have an exact route to get to. We were trying to go to Croatia. And so we were like, oh, let's take the train as far as we can into Italy and then get a ferry. But nothing was planned and we didn't have any working phones. And it was just like a real shoot in the dark. So we start our journey on the train and in the morning and we are making our way into Italy. And she's like talking to people on the train and they're like, hey, you should get off at this place, which is the furthest point in Italy. She like gives us all this information. Like basically your guys' plans are pretty busted. You should do this because whatever. So we end up getting off the train at the furthest point in this Italy place. And then in the morning we're like, we'll take a ferry. Great. So basically like we were figuring it out as we went. Just like, that's just how we were playing it. So we get off the train and there's no buses, there's no ferries, there's nothing going into Croatia. And so we're like, okay, should we stay in a hostel? And there was a group of like this Irish girl, two German guys, and like a few other backpackers that were like, we have nowhere to stay either. Let's all just like sleep on these church stairs. And so we all came together and had this sort of like camp out on these church stairs that we didn't know each other. And like, someone's like, I got a coffee maker. We've just been camping. And someone's like, I got wine. I got cheese. And so we had this really interesting camp night out with a bunch of strangers. And two of the German guys were going to Pula. We basically linked up with them. And then we went to Croatia with them and they were camping and we got hostels. And that was a story of backpacking.
So how was the night on the church stairs? Seems like it was memorable if you mentioned it.
Yeah, that was like the best part of it. I guess it's like you could be staying with total strangers and it's fucking terrifying. And then you can be staying with total strangers and it's kind of like really exciting. It was cool. It just, when you're traveling like that, you don't ask people like hard hitting questions. You're kind of just like, where have you been? Well, where are you going? It's like very fun. So we just kind of vibed out and it was really cool. I think that like, it was the best way to meet people. And I, to be honest, couldn't even tell you their names to this day.
Well, did you,
So do you feel like that guy going through that stuff, that was the reason you ended up spending a night on the stairs, is you didn't want to do another night there? Is that?
Well, we were leaving the next day anyways. So we were leaving this guy. Are you talking about the one with the knife?
Yeah.
More doing the dishes. Yeah, we were leaving the next day anyways. So we just knew we were going to be on the train all day and we didn't have Wi-Fi or anything. So we didn't have anything planned. And we're like, I'm sure we'll get there and figure it out. And we were just so exhausted because we hadn't slept that much. And because we were without this other couch surfer guy where he was like a yogini who was like doing yoga kind of naked in the next room next to us. Like we had a few weird stints of the couch surfing. So we got to this town and we were like, fuck it. Here are people our age. Let's just like hang out and chill and not stay with some creepy person. Like we were kind of, we had hit that quota of weirdness. Mm-hmm. And so we'd rather stay on the stairs outside with other strangers than couch surfing.
They get murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to bed early or stay up late?
It was kind of like,
on the
I mean,
stairs?
Late, but it was interesting because there was people going off. Like there'd be like a little area on the steps where it was like people were hanging out and then people would put up their sleeping bags. And like this one girl came and just like told us her name and then set up her sleeping bag and went straight to sleep. So, I mean, I couldn't tell you exactly what time I fell asleep, but it wasn't, or we shared some conversations and chats and then
I've heard of that couch surfing. I looked into that. Yeah, but I thought the understanding was that like you have to host, right, as well.
I think
it's basically like you link up. It's like a Facebook, it's like a social thing where I stay at their house in Italy and then when they ever come to Los Angeles I would host them.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And it is kind of like you get reviews and all this stuff. And we just were like scrappy and shitty. And it was kind of like older dudes trying to do it. Like that just feels like also just very creepy, creepy energy. And I'm sure there's great experiences on it. I didn't really have it. Actually, no, I did. One of the guys that hosted us was so fucking sweet. And that was probably the best experience with him.
But my sister hosted for a while. I mean, that's her type of thing. She's adopted kids and been a foster parent and like a respite nurse and that. But I remember she was like, I signed up for this thing called couch surfing. So like people might come stay on our couch. And she was just like very excited about it. And I was like, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
I think there's like great benefits to it if you have the energy. But when you're exhausted and you're like sleeping weird, you're not eating right, you're like drinking every day and you're just like carrying a suitcase, you just want a place to sleep.
Yeah.
And so you don't give, like when they're like,
you don't want to do the social part.
Yeah. And that's kind of like a disservice to the website. So it is probably great.
It's a disservice to like the spirit of couch surfing.
Yeah. Cause it's supposed to be, and you get reviews and stuff like that. I wonder what mine are.
How do you review? Yeah.
Because they vouch for someone. They can be like, hey, it's like an Airbnb review almost. This, like they,
this person didn't murder me. Hey, so, Jim, I know we're getting kind of like a weird vibe here, like we might be stabbed or something, but I really don't want to be rude. So let's just stay, right? We should just stay. I mean, if we get killed, we get killed, but we don't want to be rude.
Are you sure? I mean, I'm with you. I don't really like being a bother, or I don't really want to like hurt anyone's feelings, but it seemed pretty bad in there.
No, it did. I agree. I mean, there was a lot of
Teddy.
I asked,
go ahead.
I peek my head out from the attic. Would you guys say you have thick necks, like tough necks?
What? No, I wouldn't say that.
Soft necks.
Dainty neck.
Soft, I have dainty. A soft neck. I know I have a soft neck.
Couple of soft necks. Okay, good to know. Really. Thank soft. You. I please I fold back up into the attic.
Probably he's just getting us some pillows, right?
He's probably wondering how we sleep. Are you getting, I'm going to say this so softly because I don't want to offend. Yeah. Are you getting vampire vibes from Ronnie, the host at all? Because he's done a couple vampire-like things. I don't want to panic. I don't want to cause a stir, and I don't want to hurt our couch surfing rating. But I am thinking maybe we should maybe get out of the castle and just go to a hotel. I don't know. I can call my parents. They can wire me some money.
I wouldn't want to bother your parents. I mean, we're already here. It seems like there's some chance maybe we could become vampires. That would be kind of interesting.
I'm sorry. I hear a lot of talking down there. Did you finish that spinach salad I made? Got lots of iron in it. Good. Gets your blood rich on iron. Did you finish that salad?
Oh my God. I didn't actually finish it yet, but I'm going to finish it. Don't worry. It's delicious. I will finish it.
So in some customs, it's rude not to finish a meal that the host provides. And I'd hate to give you a bad rating. So
Jim, finish your goddamn salad.
Okay, iron up that salad. Blood.
I'm finishing it. I'm finishing it. I love the iron.
You guys, hey, you can't. I'm the statue.
Who is that? Are you in? Oh
my God. A talking statue.
Oh my God. You're like in one of those, like.
No, I'm mummified. He likes. Oh. He said that my neck was too thin, so he didn't want to touch me. So he just mummified me or something. I don't know. I've only seen this in Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Okay, so where do you go? So
no, you guys need to get the fuck out of here. This is not this guy. This guy is, he's a true sicko. And honestly, take me with you. But I think that I've been here for 6 months and I don't know if I have any skin left.
Oh, this might be just part of the Romanian experience. We're just supposed to like this is like
supposed to.
This is like,
I mean, we don't know the culture. You know, this might just be
literally, there's a mummy in every kitchen, and they say get out, get out.
Daphne, are you irritating my guests? I'd hate to have to lower your score on couch.
She's totally fine. It's totally fine. Don't do that. Don't hurt her score.
I don't want to do it. I'm trying to be a nice host. I'm trying to be a nice host.
You see, he's trying to be a nice host.
You guys can't tell, but I am crying right now. Please, authority.
We can tell. It's getting a little moist around the face part of the.
Who are we to call the authorities? What would we even say?
Yeah, I mean, what would we even say?
Who's to say they wouldn't think we are the ones?
I mean,
there's a madman who takes couch surfers and turns them into Romanian fairy tale items.
I mean, listen, the authorities have a lot going on, though. We really wouldn't want to bother
you. Guys are too nice. Are you Canadian? You're Canadian. That's why you're too nice. Canadian travelers.
We are not going to apologize for being Canadian and nice.
We are not. Well, I will apologize a little bit for being too nice.
Too nice. That's true, actually.
I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable with being too nice.
Yeah,
here, do you want a maple syrup, Daphne? We bring little jars of our syrup to share with all those we encounter along.
Have some syrup.
I float down from the
air. It's great day.
What's happening down here? Are you guys having a good time?
Yes.
We're having a great time. Of course.
Did you want play some the syrup? Nintendo or anything? Syrup. You
have Nintendo?
If you were going to turn the Nintendo on, I would play. I mean, I'm not going to say no to Nintendo from our host.
Do you have snowboard kids?
I do have snowboard kids.
That's one of Canada's. I played that growing up in Canada and I loved it.
Well, you can play snowboard kids as long as you like. I would like to drink some of your blood and or turn you into a fairy tale souvenir.
Hey, well, that was a very polite way to ask, I think, at least.
Get out, run for it. It's not fun being mummified.
Some of our blood. I don't want you to go overboard on the blood.
Neither do I. I got a track meet this weekend. I can't have too much blood.
When do they hold that? They hold that at nighttime?
Yeah, it's a nighttime track meet.
Do you want us to come cheer you on?
I
to the track meet.
Oh gosh, we were supposed to fly home on Wednesday, but
I'm so happy you guys are here. This is great.
Us too. I can barely stand. Thank you for providing these little wheelchairs for us.
Yes.
We have a pint of blood each left.
Of course. Of course.
But anything we can do to help our main guy, Egon, get the... Anything we can help Egon get the gold here at this track meet, we'll do so.
This is so nice of you. I never get to have fans here. I don't have any family, and I always, it's nice to have a little support. I'm not.
The mayor has requested you all to take a seat.
The mayor's here.
Sit down, everyone, sit down.
I'm already seated. I'm in a wheelchair.
I gotta tell you, the mayor usually doesn't come to this. This is insane.
Here we are trying to make our city nicer and more tourist applicable. Our tourist ratings went down after all those Dracula Hotel Transylvania movies came out. So thank you all, foreigners and normal people coming in just to support our lovely run today. If you notice anything suspicious, let us know. We're always working on making Romania a better place. So I'll take this gun, this pistol, and I'll just shoot my vice mayor in the face and we'll get this race started.
Okay. I should tell you, this has never happened before.
Wait, what's going on? I ran for vice mayor fair and square. Are you kidding, right?
Oh my God.
Everyone turns into bats and goes and feasts.
That wow. Okay, I don't give enough back to the community. On your marks, get set.
Egon.
A bunch of bats flying around in the like above the air. There's a guy in the middle of the field like throwing socks filled with rocks up into the air that the bats are chasing down to the ground.
We cut to 8 months later. These two travelers are back in Canada. Mom, quit being difficult about this, all right? Our friend Egon is going to stay at our place.
That was the deal, Mom.
Stayed with Egon for like 2 extra weeks while he...
I don't know. I just think that, I don't know if I should make extra pancakes or what is he... How do they eat over there?
He's going to want breakfast at night.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Anything else I need? I'm going to Bed Bath & Beyond. I just need to get everything tip-top for him.
Oh,
just like some kind of like a hanging rack or something, yeah. Like a, you know, one of those what? Hanging, like those like things you put clothes on that you could pull around and we could put it up in the attic for him maybe.
Yeah, no. That'd be good.
Okay.
Little perch.
Yeah.
And don't let him go crazy on the blood, Mom. Okay. I know we want to be giving to him, but if he takes more than 3 pints, you only got 1 pint left. So,
Well, I do like to have guests feel welcome into our homes, but it sounds like you're describing a bat.
Yeah, he's a vampire. Was that not clear? Did we not make that clear?
We went to Romania. Hey, looks like everything's going good back here. In back of the house, some of the people at the front of the restaurant, some of the customers that can sort of see over the counter from the dining room into kind of the kitchen area. Gus, they said that you're sort of the way that you're doing the dishes is a little unsettling. And I know, listen, you're doing a bang up job and you're here to work 15 minutes early and you stay as late as you need to get all these dishes done. You're never one to complain when
never.
We ask you to mop the floors or cut lemons or whatever else we need you to do in the restaurant. But I think it's the muttering mostly. It doesn't bother me. Let me just say that the dishwashing doesn't bother me. I'm just happy you're washing the dishes, but if you could be less,
I didn't realize how
unsettling was the word that they used.
When you when you wash the dishes, you creep everyone out. Just don't be so nice, Josh. Come on.
It's unsettling.
It's terrifying. You're always muttering about that time you witnessed a murder and all these crazy things. And it's just freaky when we're bringing back our dishes and you're just... It's creepy, man.
Okay. I was just trying to stay focused on the task and, you know, I get in the zone. I'll try and be more mindful of it. I'll get back to work. I start cleaning dishes.
Okay. I'll count the till.
So, I mean, we've just been stuck on this mountain for so long and we're getting hungry. Gonna have to eat something. Gary? We should eat Gary?
No, don't eat me. Don't eat me. What are you talking about?
Hey.
No.
Hey.
Somebody's gonna have to eat Gary.
Hey, Steve, participate in it. Don't participate in it. Stick to you're cooking. You're cleaning up the kitchen, are you not?
Yeah.
But you're a line cook. You don't need to. What is this? You understood that? All right.
Okay. No, here's salad ready. Here, take it.
Here we go.
Salad's ready.
Salad's ready.
I know he takes I know he likes to pray before bed. He'd be on his knees with his eyes closed, and one of us
could. Oh my God. Table six is really just going.
Crack him over the head. Crack him over the head.
What was that about
crack him over the head.
I can't focus. What? Are you preparing for a play or is this a past experience?
Huh?
He's manager Josh. He's always just.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I don't know why. It scares me.
You know what? I'm trying to do my job over here. Okay.
Me too. Yes.
I was part of the soccer team that crashed on the mountain, and then we had to eat some of us to stay alive. And then I made it. I survived and came back to the States. I'm sorry that my traumatizing experience is getting in the way. I do clean the dishes nice.
Hey, don't spray me. What are you doing? Put the hose down.
Teddy.
Oh, maybe I do it like this instead. We prefer this.
Manager Josh, this is unacceptable. See, it's a hostile situation.
Hey, listen. It's not
healthy to recount those experiences.
He's kind of reliving this traumatic soccer team experience. You know, we listen to your stories about your troubles with your screenwriter boyfriend, okay? We all act out and put up with things around
good
here, okay?
Grief.
What was Table 6 saying?
Table 6 was saying that they found chewing gum in their creme brulee.
Oh my God.
What?
Are you kidding?
Again?
Okay,
someone is getting a warning.
I don't know what kind of gum, but I talked to the desserts guy and he said that no, it's just condensation from the mint. But I realized creme brulee doesn't have mint in it. Or ours doesn't, at least.
All right. I'll give him that's a good call, line cook. I'm Steve. I'm going to give him a warning.
Thanks.
Good. I'm going to give him a fourth warning on no more bubble gum in the creme brulee.
He gets four warnings and everybody's back here ganging up on me because I'm reliving the time I had to eat a man.
Can you guys just please
watch your documentary?
We did have a lot of food. I just forgot to check the other backpack. You know what it's like to have to eat somebody and then realize you had food?
This is really killing my thing. My boyfriend's coming in a little bit. He's coming with a potential producer for his script he's been writing for 3 years. So please, everyone, just the best service.
I don't. Hey, can they eat somewhere else? The last time those two weirdos spit in my mouth and tried to fuck me or something. I don't know what happened. But your boyfriend and his producer pal are freaks. They kept saying, you part of the loafer lads? You part of the loafer lads?
And then they kept
clinking their little fucking necklaces together.
Only because you were mentioning all the cum you were drinking through the straw, and I think you got them a little bit interested in that, okay?
I didn't think that would interest them.
Okay, Jake, you mean to tell me that my boyfriend's been coming in here and trying to sleep with you with his loafer lad friend? I thought that was his producer.
Don't know, but your boyfriend had some weird necklace, and he came in with another fella, and they were both wearing loafers.
God.
Yeah.
Manager Josh, please help.
Can you please do your side work? Can you please clean the dishes? Can you please do the pots? I don't know if you noticed, but I already got half a coil up my ass because I'm ready to go gummy bear it up on the town tonight.
I did notice. Right? And it's too soon. We have another hour of work.
I'm going to hit the hay. I'm hitting the hay hard tonight. All right, that'll do it for this episode of the Meat Improv. Thank you so much for coming on, Susie and Seth. That was a blast.
Yeah.
Thank you both. That was really fun.
Thanks so much. It was awesome.
Thank you.
So now's the time where you tell our audience where they can find you or to talk about whatever you'd like to tell them about. So let's start with you, Seth. Anything
you'd like to share? I'm Seth or Smith on Instagram and Twitter. Don't really do much on any of those, but I do have them. And I got a little podcast called Monks and Mason Complain, where we complain about reality television shows.
Mm.
Cool.
That's great.
Susie?
I just have an Instagram. It's Sweet Susie Q. And that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Jake?
You can pre-order my book, Training to Be Myself, at anywhere you order books. Isn't that fun?
I've already pre-ordered it. I have that. I have that book coming to me theoretically. I can't wait to get it.
Thank you, Seth.
Same here, but I like to go to the target.com every night and just look.
See if it's just, okay, good.
Me too.
Just run my finger across the book cover with Jake's name.
Oh, yeah, it's me too.
I'm at Jar Simpson on everything, including YouTube, where I'm going to put out a new video, I think this week or next, with my nephew. I talked about it last week, actually. I play a dumb uncle, which was a, wow, a real acting challenge. The Meat Improv is on all the social platforms, at The Meat Improv. We are also have our Patreon, patreon.com/TheMeatImprov, where you can get access to our bonus episode and our Discord channel. That's patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on
The Meat
Improv.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.